it's Allison Stanfield with Art Biz Coach, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action podcast. First, I want to let you know that the new self-study version of the blog triage class has come out. So if you are a do-it-yourselfer, if your blog needs help and you think that you can tackle it yourself and you want to take care of that, go to artbizcoach.com/BTSS, as in blog triage self-study.html, and find out more about the new blog triage self-study. This week's action is move on to something new. The goal is never to work harder. The goal is to work smarter. I've been thinking a lot lately about working hard. We can only work so hard before maxing out. That's when it's time to move on to something new. Please indulge me for being a little bit more personal in this podcast. Some of the peak moments, as Chris Guillebeau calls them, for Art Biz Coach over the past 8 years have been: in 2002, I started the Art Marketing Action newsletter. I created artbizcoach.com, and I taught my first e-classes. In 2003, I sold my first e-books, led the first live art marketing workshops, and in 2004, I launched the Art Biz blog. 2007, I started broadcasting this Art Marketing Action podcast. And in 2008, I published my book, I'd Rather Be in the Studio, The Artist's No Excuse Guide to Self-Promotion. I've gained great value from each of these actions, but times change. I change. I need to evolve in order to lead a full life, but also in order to do best by you. My personal theme for 2010 is collaborate and innovate. In order to innovate, something that takes time and energy has to go. I can't add any more to my plate, like working harder. I need to work smarter. The big announcement: the last Art Marketing Action podcast will be broadcast on Wednesday, November 24th. Here's how I decided the podcast had to go. 1, it's a duplication of content. It's the written newsletter in audio format. It's fun to create new content, but not so much fun to recite text. Somewhat related to this is the challenges missing. This is a biggie for me. I need the challenge. And then finally, I don't interact with people who listen to the podcast. Where I grow and learn the most is in my online classes, live events, and on the blog, and yes, on Facebook. All of these feed my curiosity and lead to better answers and ideas for you. I am really excited about the plans I have for you upcoming in the new year, but not quite ready to share the details. So let me ask you, do you need to move on to something new? Are you a member or leader of an organization that's no longer serving you? Are you showing at the same venues over and over again? Is your teaching no longer a challenge? If you're doing something that you think might not be working, ask yourself these questions. Is it fun? Is it a challenge? Am I learning anything? Am I working too hard and not smart enough? What do you need to release? That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action podcast. Again, there's going to be 2 more weeks left of the Art Marketing Action podcast. I thank you so much for listening this week and all the weeks that you've listened. If you think you might like to read the email version of this podcast, go on over to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter.